Hello, everyone, and welcome to Allegedly, the podcast with Theo Vaughn and Matthew Cole Weiss. That is I. This is the podcast that is a competitive competition. I don't even know.
That's the same thing, and that's okay, man. We have three rounds on this podcast. We have our celebrity guest with us today. That's going to be Mr. Jeff Timmons. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's good to be here with you guys. Yeah. Can't wait to see what this is all about.
Jeff's lucky that he's on the other side of the table because you are looking fine, Jeff.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You're awesome, man. Thank you so much. And we're going to tell you how it works today. So we're going to have three rounds. The first round, you are going to be a judge, Jeff. That's what you're going to do. Matt and I are each going to tell a story. We each have 5 minutes. After the stories are told, you can give us random points for whatever reason you want to, and you have to pick a winner of that round.
Sounds good.
Based on your own criteria.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Completely. And the part of the basis of our podcast is, and the reason it's called Allegedly, is we're kind of pulling the skin back from Hollywood and showing you what it's really like here. We're not going to tell you stories about, you know, like nice meetings or things like that. We're going to tell you what has really happened to us.
Okay, great. Yep. I mean, we all have those stories for Hollywood, that's for sure.
And that leads us to round two, which will be us interviewing you about such stories.
Right.
Theo and I will be taking turns, and then at the end of the interview, you have to decide who won that round.
Yep,
who
gets the best good.
Interview. Based on, again, your own criteria. So I'm sure you've been interviewed over and over and over for the past couple of years, so you know what a good interview is like. So you can pick who you think did a better job.
Yep, and then round three, that's going to be where it's called 7 Minutes in Hell. That's where Matt gets to come up with a topic that he didn't think I would want to talk about, and we can all discuss it. And then I get to come up with a topic that he wouldn't want to talk about, we can all discuss it. And then at the end of that, you get to pick another winner.
Love it. Let's go. Let's roll.
Yeah.
So that's it right there. Now, also some things that make Matt and I totally different are that I am straight, Christian, from Louisiana, and always unprepared.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm straight and spiritual and always unprepared as well. My wife is from Louisiana, so
she is.
Interesting. Yeah, she's from Shreveport.
Oh, yeah, dude. A lot of beautiful ladies from there.
Southern girls, love them.
Hard work. If you haven't picked up, I'm gay and Jewish.
Yeah, right.
If that wasn't obvious yet.
Right.
The Jew part, not the gay part.
Right.
The
gay part's working out fine for him. The Jewish thing, I don't know if he's really cutting it.
The gay part's not working out fine.
Neither parts are, according to what he says.
My mom would prefer me to be a better Jew and a worse gay. I'm actually a better gay and a worse Jew.
So. Oh, wait, he's worried about what his mom thinks, and his Jewish side is definitely stepping up.
No doubt about it.
This is going to be round one. Matt has 5 minutes on the clock to tell a story. You can ask questions. You can do whatever you want, Jeff. You can just listen, go, and that's it.
And this is Tales from the Wood.
Tales from the Wood. Got it.
All right. So I'm going to tell – this is a true story. This happened to me when I was 16 years old. When I turned 16, my sweet 16, so to speak, my parents got me two things for my birthday. The first one was a cake with Bette Midler's face on it. No joke.
Jesus Christ.
And they didn't even know I was gay at the time.
That's sure,
like,
they did.
Obviously. But it was a cake with her face. Remember when, like, faces on cakes was really popular for a little bit in like, the 90s? Anyway.
Bette Midler cake, I'm sure they knew you were gay, dude.
I swear to God, they said.
Dude,
just a big fan of Bette.
It said, happy birthday, Matt. Love Bette. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
The other thing was they sent me out to Los Angeles for my first time to see what it's like. Because I always was interested in Hollywood and whatnot. So me and my friend came here when we were 16. We were eating at the Ivy because that was like the cool thing to do. I see Drew Barrymore there and I get giddy and excited and I'm like, I have to ask for a picture. And my friend's like, okay, but you know, it's awkward to go to a table. I've never done, this was one of the first celebrities I've ever met. And I said, okay, I'll wait till she goes to the bathroom. So she's waiting in line for the bathroom.
Even better than interrupting your dinner.
Yeah.
Interrupting your bathroom break.
Yeah.
So I go up to her. I go up to her and my friend stayed at the table and I said, Miss Barrymore, I'm a huge fan. And she was so nice. She was like very sweet. And she said, you know, where are you from? And she was very interactive.
She was cool. She's really good. Yeah, she's good with her fans and she's a good person.
Good person. Yeah. So I said, hey, can I get a picture with you? And she said, absolutely. Who's going to take it? And my friend was at the table and she didn't want to have anything to do with it. So there's a guy standing there next to us. And I said, excuse me, sir, will you take our picture? And he turns around and he goes, you want me to take your picture? And I said, yeah. He said, I guess.
And this is before camera phones and all that stuff. I mean, you were 16, right? So you had
a real deal.
This is one of the disposable
camera. This is pen and paper. Somebody drawing a picture of them.
So I said, yeah, take it. So he's like, all right. So he takes the picture. Before he takes the picture, he's holding it and he goes, where are you from? And I said, Philadelphia. And he goes, Philly. I know Philly. And I said, okay. And he goes, the Flyers, huh? And I said, the Flyers? He said, yeah, the Flyers. And I said, they're a team there. You know, like, I know what it is. I don't know much about it. He goes, okay. She's kind of laughing. And then he goes, smile, takes the picture, and he goes, glad I could help. He walks away, and Drew Barrymore's laughing. And she turns to me, and she goes, you have no idea who that was, do you? And I said, no. Who was it? And she goes, do you know who Wayne Gretzky is?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's
for
funny.
Real?
And I said, yeah, I know the name. Obviously, I don't know what he looks like. And she goes, that was Wayne Gretzky. You just had Wayne Gretzky take the picture. And she's laughing. And I was like, oh, my God, I guess I have the only picture that, of Drew Barrymore that Wayne Gretzky took.
Yeah.
And so I felt, and this is what I tend to do. I go down rabbit holes because when I feel weird, then I like, it piles on top of each other. So I was like, I got to say something to him, like, because I feel bad. So I did the other thing, and I went up to his table, and I said, Mr. Gretzky. And he said, yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize who you were, but thank you so much for taking the picture. And he's like, dude, I was trying to give you hints. I said, the Flyers.
Nothing like asking a celebrity to take another celebrity's picture and then not getting recognized. I've been in that situation before.
I'm and like, come on, you got to please just somebody say something.
And this guy is one of the legends. If I'm going to know anyone in sports.
Of all time.
Like, it's going to be him or Michael Jordan or whomever.
Right.
But he was so humble, and he says, I'm trying to give you hints. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. And he goes, in fact, I'm sitting at the table. These are two Flyers with us. And it was Rick Tocchet, this guy Rick Tocchet.
Yeah, Rick Tocchet.
And another Flyer. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I felt bad, and I was like,
and this guy over here is Michael Jackson. Right over here is
you know,
George Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
So I felt bad. I was like, well, I feel like I should ask for their picture now because
right. You, now weird. You feel obligated because they're, you know, they're hoping.
Now you're bothering Wayne Gretzky.
I'm completely bothering him. And so Jesus. I turned to the woman next to Wayne Gretzky, who I later found out was
his wife,
who's
also
who's
famous.
An actress who's also famous. And had her take the picture. And she's like, she was, I think her name's Janet something.
Janet Johnson or Janet Jones
yeah,
or something
she's
like
an actress.
That.
She was in that great, like, she was in this, like, gymnastics movie back in, like, the 80s or whatever. Very pretty.
With Mitch some guy.
Yeah,
Miss Gaylord was the guy's name. Yeah, I remember that.
Look wow. That. And so, but very kind. Trivia took it, like, night. At the table. They got a kick out of it. They thought it was funny. I felt like an idiot, but I went back to my table where my friend was, and she's like, where the hell have you been? And I was like, oh, this whole thing went down. My family finds it hysterical, and 1 year they bought me a Wayne Gretzky
jersey.
No, a photo
oh.
to hang, and they autographed it. Pretend by him to hang up in my room.
Right next to your Bette Midler cake.
Right. Yeah.
Talk about a stark difference in.
Now, I have met every celebrity, and I get pictures with everybody. I got one with Bill Clinton last week, like everybody. So
that's
I know
awesome.
When people are nice, and then there are people who are jerks. I've asked Claire Danes for a photo 6 times.
And she won't give you a photo?
Every
wow.
time I see her.
I hate that.
Every time. Every time she denies me. But you know what? Screw her. I'm going to keep asking until
one
she
of these
breaks
times,
one
maybe
time.
She'll give you. She says no.
She says no.
That's crazy.
Oh,
what you
on.
Should do is get a picture drawn of you and her and be like, I've asked you so many times for a photo. You wouldn't give
look
me one.
What
that
and show it to her. Look what I did. Thank you so much. Thanks for the photo.
Can you just sign it?
Yeah, no, then she'll say no to that, too.
That's when I get arrested.
She'll be like, okay, I'll sign it, too.
All right, Matt's time is up.
That's a good story, man. I love
that. See, that's cute.
That's my time.
It's
my time you're stepping into now, Matthew. Sorry, Jeff.
Sometimes
you have to lay down the rules with little Matthew here, you know?
I know
he
how
thinks,
it goes.
Yeah, he thinks every moment of his life is a Bette Midler cake.
Time is money.
All right, here is my time. So I got invited to, I'm friends with a guy named Will Kirby, who is a Big Brother, famous like Big Brother guy from the television show Big Brother. And he's good friends with Neil Patrick Harris. So I get invited to Neil Patrick Harris's birthday party, and it's over in Malibu. He and his boyfriend, husband, I'm not sure which, but had rented a house in Malibu.
How do you get invited to Neil Patrick Harris?
Wait a second. Yeah, wait. Isn't he supposed to be at that party?
Dude, go bug Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Matt hangs out with sports figures. Yeah, you hang out with famous gay guys.
I know. Wouldn't we just want to swap positions? Okay. Anyway, so I'm at the birthday party, and it's great. It's chill. And I think I'd met Neil Patrick Harris before. But anyway, so like we were just playing, like he had charades out on the beach and there was like two teams of seven, and then they had a mediator and you basically had to perform for your team and then run to the mediator to get the next charade clue and then run back to your team and perform again, and you took turns. And the mediator was actually Jeff Probst, right?
Awesome.
From Survivor. So we're literally playing charades on a beach in Malibu with wow. Jeff Probst as the mediator. So it's like, oh, this is ridiculous. And even had his hat on, that hat that he wears all the time, right? So anyway, so the party's going on. It's been, you know.
What kind of hat does he wear?
He wears like that. It looks like a almost like something
like
that
a safari hat.
Yeah, like a safari.
Gotcha,
like the crocodile hunter.
Oh, I got it, because he's on the coast
the Survivor.
The Survivor.
Yeah.
So he has to rock that persona outside of the show.
I guess he does.
Only when he's hosting charades.
Yeah, hosting charades and hosting Survivor.
Right, man, his career went down the toilet.
I guess. I don't know. A lot of dudes would probably want that position.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the birthday goes on, and they haven't had any cake yet, right? There's been no cake. And I go in, I'm in the kitchen, and I see some cupcakes in there, right? And I ask my buddy Will, I'm like, oh, they got these cupcakes, you know? And because I can be kind of a cake hound, you know?
Oh, okay.
They don't have Bette Midler on
them. Guy, yeah.
They don't have Bette Midler on them, but they proverbially have my name on them as far
as I'm
concerned.
I understand that.
So I say, Will, you know, can I have a cake? You know, you think he's like, yeah, man. And they're not going to do like a birthday thing. It's just, you know, eat what's in the kitchen. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Wait, was this at his house?
This is at a house they'd rented.
Oh, a house they rented. Okay.
So I eat it. You know, I get me a little cake, right? And I, you know, polish that little thing off, bruh. And I'm feeling all right, you know? And so then we're about to leave, and they're like, do you want anything to go? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll run through the kitchen and grab something. You know, it's like an hour back drive. So I go back in there and snag another little cake or two, bro, right?
I have a feeling where this is
so
going.
I have me a couple cakes in my arm. And then I wrapped like I had my towel and everything. So I got everything kind of stacked on them, but covering making sure the frosting didn't get squashed, right? I'm holding it. So then we're standing there by the door, and Neil's saying bye to us, and his boyfriend comes up, David, or husband, I think. Husband. I guess they have a couple of children together, and they've been together a long time. But David shows up and he's like, someone took a bunch of the cupcakes out of the kitchen, right?
While you're smuggling cupcakes.
Holding both of them, right? And I think I had like a little blue ice on my cheek, right? Like, look,
you're the guilty party, right?
Way guilty, right? But my buddy Will, and they're like, you guys didn't take any cupcakes, right? And I'm like, And Will's like, no, you're not taking any cup. You know, it's not us, right? And I'm just sitting there holding these cupcakes. And I'm looking at Will, like, my buddy could have fessed up. Like, oh, I told my friend it's okay to eat Neil's birthday cake before him. So anyway, then the whole way home, just riding back with these cakes. And I just felt really, really defeated, and I ate half of one of them, and then I just gave the rest away.
You felt so bad. You didn't even want to eat the stolen cupcakes?
Right, but then I saw Neil at a birthday party a couple of, like, months later, and I mentioned to him that there had been some sort of fiasco with the cakes at his house, and he was like, whatever. And then I commented on a bunch of twinks that were at this party because it was a gay party.
Oh,
Matthew
geez.
Was there as well.
Oh, that's right. That's right there. Matthew was not there. Matthew took you there.
Matthew took me there.
And he, just to spice up his story, even though it's a separate story, he was in.
So you're helping him with his story.
I'm helping him. He was in over his head because it was all gay dudes.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was like a banana republic had just been set in motion. It looked like.
And he, for some reason, was obsessed with what a twink is. And a twink is like, you know, a young
gay. A drug addict kind of person that just moved to town and does things for older men, right?
Exactly.
I never knew that.
So I said to Neil Patrick Harris, I was like, a lot of twinks here, huh?
Not only did he say it to Neil, he said it to everybody. He kept going, where are the twinks?
But that night I hooked up with Joe Jonas's ex-girlfriend.
Yep, so there you go.
Wow, nice. Good for you. Wait a second. That's a good way to end the story.
I knew I saw my time.
See, dude, like, I was like, the
up.
Story, yeah, that's, and that's, I mean, how did you leave that out till the end?
So I got one of Joe Jonas's cakes and one of Neil Patrick Harris's cakes.
Nice work. Nice work.
All right, Jeff. So after hearing both stories.
Wow, it's tough to judge that one.
You can award points for different aspects of the stories, but overall,
whatever you want.
You must pick a winner.
I think the overall story of having Wayne Gretzky try to let you know how big of a celebrity superstar legend he was gives you a lot of credo to your story.
So in other words, you're saying?
I'm saying you get some points. I mean, oh, so okay.
That's all he's saying, dude. Back off him. Okay. He's the judge.
I haven't decided the ultimate decision on the stories. Okay. So how do you award points in this system?
However you want.
Pick up a number.
I can do it on points of 10. So I would say for that interesting aspect, you get 10 points on that
one.
Okay. I think on yours, you get 10 points for the Joe Jonas girlfriend hookup. That's a pretty big...
Wow, talk about a Hail Mary at
the end there. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I said. Well, that changed the whole story because the story was a little bit on, you know, struggled.
I should get 10 points for knowing what a Hail Mary is.
Being Jewish, a Jew and knowing what a Hail Mary is, that is...
That's a good point.
I think you get points again that the fact that you met Drew Barrymore, that you had the balls to go up to her in the bathroom. I think the fact that you had the nuts to go up and talk to Wayne Gretzky after it was over. I got to give you probably 9 and 8 more points for both of those, so 17 more on there.
Okay.
For you having the nerve to say to Neil Patrick Harris, who is a... kind of becoming a gay icon, that there are twinks all over the party. And where are the twinks at? Got to give you 10 points on that. But overall, though, the rest of the story with the cupcakes, I'd have to give you a 7. So ultimately, I'm going to award Matt the victory. And it's not because I've known him longer.
Fine.
I mean, I just think it was a little bit better of a story. The chain reaction with all the celebrities, them taking pictures of him. And, you know, that was it. But the other one, you know, look, it was fun. You went to the party. But again,
good,
I think the Joe Jonas ex hookup. I mean, I give you props outside of the story on
thanks,
that
I appreciate
one,
that. She
awesome.
Said, she, I mean, and I don't know how she, much of an ex.
Yeah.
She may have just, you know.
I mean, look, I mean, there are groupies, hookups, and exes. They're all very different categories.
This chick might have been a
group. If you would ask a lot of the groupies, they would say they were exes of us as well.
Well,
you know?
Don't start interviewing yourself.
All right, we're going to start round two.
Round two. And it's so funny because that's exactly one of the things I wanted to ask you about.
Here
I mean,
we go.
So here we are with Jeff Timmons, who is. One of the band members of 98 Degrees, mm-hmm. Also has Men of the Strip.
Yeah, that's correct.
Which was a show on E, and it's a traveling?
Yeah, we're about to take Men of the Strip overseas in 180 dates in Europe now.
Wow.
And film that for a series overseas.
And you've also been a Chippendale.
I was a Chippendale host.
Call it what you will.
Totally different, man.
Call it what you will.
I didn't strip in the Chippendales. I hosted the strippers that were in the gym.
Look, man, sometimes you get a Neil Patrick Harris' house, and sometimes you eat Neil Patrick Harris' cupcakes.
I feel you.
So you've been around the block, so to speak, or in the business for how long now?
Certainly. It's going on. It'll be like... It's like 17, 18
wow.
years now. I've been in it for a long time, 2 decades almost. So.
And you look 17 or 18.
Oh,
so I
love
really
you.
Understand how that is.
Keep stroking my ego, man. I'll
bro,
show up
he'll
for
start
all
with
these.
The ego. He'll start with the
it's
ego.
It's a good way to start.
So you being on the road and doing all that with 98 Degrees, I want to know what that – and not the, you know, surface stuff that everybody knows about being on the road and what we see. What was it really like? And groupies, behind the scenes, celebrities maybe that you interacted with. What was it? What do you think when you look back?
I think it's crazier than you can probably imagine. And really? You know, you have your rock star shows like Entourage, and you've seen, you know, whatever, Almost Famous and stuff like that, with that kind of chronicling the rock star lifestyle. And it is like that. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's so crazy that we got tired after the first few months of all the rigmarole with it, and you start to compartmentalize your lifestyle to make it more normal while you're on the road. So it's the listen, we indulge, don't get me wrong,
right?
And it's there for you. And kind of when I started the group with my guys in college that ended up quitting, and before, you know, Nick and Drew and Justin, I joined up with them in LA. We started the college with the goal and intentions of meeting chicks and hooking up with girls and getting rich. I mean, that's what we did, you know?
Right.
And it was bananas. The groupies were definitely there. I mean, and you see things. I mean, behind the scenes, you see girls doing things that you wouldn't expect them to do. You know, doctors and lawyers and politicians doing stuff to get backstage.
Hillary
and hook. Not Hillary, no.
She doesn't seem like she would do any of those things to a man.
But Good point. But, you know, you see girls doing crazy stuff to people in your crew to get backstage. Wow. Not even to you, to people in your crew right. to get backstage. And it's crazier than you can imagine. And you sort of, like, got to keep yourself grounded because it's pretty easy to get caught up in it to where, you know, you can see how these people get involved with crazy drugs and, you know, all these kids all over the place. And, I mean, I can see falling into there. You have to really literally during the day while everything is going on and going crazy, step back and go, all right, this is not real. This is not real. These people don't know me. Right. They don't love me.
Right.
You know what I mean? They love the idea of what I'm presenting you know, at this time. So keeping it in perspective is kind of tough, but you've got to do it to survive, I think.
Theo.
Very interesting. Now, you also did an Asian tour. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I did a Southeast Asian tour, and the group had been over to Southeast Asia a number of times. Mm-hmm. So I recently, it's going on 3 years now, but I did a Southeast Asian tour. I went to Malaysia, Indonesia, and the Philippines on that tour, and Singapore as well.
And is that, like, how do the groupies there compare to, like the fans and groupies here? Is it totally different? Is it the same thing?
Are you talking about fans or groupies?
I guess I'm talking about groupies. Then.
Okay, so groupies, girls that want to hook up with guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the same everywhere.
Really?
You know what I mean? The fans are different in different places. Groupies are the same.
But
know?
Is it strange
they,
when you
they want to have sex with you? I mean, that's basically what it entails. I mean,
when you can't communicate verbally on the, like, it doesn't even matter.
No, they just show up in your lobby or outside of the door of your hotel and you sort of like, okay, I know what this person is here to do. You know, and there doesn't have to, the universal language of love is just that. You know what I'm saying? There doesn't have to be much talking. You know, in the Philippines, they speak English and Malaysian pretty well English. And
now, what country did you leave and you were like, shoot, man, I know I might have a kid that might be living here.
A few. I mean, I'm lucky that people haven't showed up and been like, hey, Dad.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, another kid. Canada, although it's close to the United States, it still has a European type of vibe. The girls in the United States, even though you know they're groupies, they still, even though they show up at your hotel room and that you would let them in, they still play this like little cat and mouse game as if they're not there for that.
Right.
Europeans in Canada, I mean, their girls are just cool. You know, they're just like, hey, right. I want you to take your clothes off.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you're just like, wow, shit. This is
just like I'm not a Chippendale, I'm just a host.
I'm just a host, man. So, I'm just here to facilitate everything that goes on, all the debauchery and that.
What about gay fans? Do you get... I'm sure you get plenty of male gay friends.
We did, and in our heyday, I mean, look, just even the
payday,
payday, heyday from the early late '90s and early 2000s, you can see a difference in how the gay fans approached us. I think they were a little bit more apprehensive even 10, 15 years ago than they are today.
I think
now it's like it's cool, you know, like. They're just the involvement of the gay movement is completely different, I think. So gay guys aren't afraid to come up to me anymore. It doesn't hurt that I do a lot of gay pride events. Yeah. You know, and I'm very enthusiastic and supportive of that culture. So
you let them touch you.
Yeah, I mean, I let them touch. I'm not.
But
I'm
whereas 20 years ago or 15 years ago, they might have just like a gay guy might not have yelled out, "I want to blow you" from the audience. Whereas now everybody's just saying what they want to say. Or
well,
do.
Which is cool. You
right?
Know?
No, totally.
And
totally.
I'm comfortable with it. But right. Before gay guys be like, hey, you know, hi, I don't know, I don't want to seem weird or anything.
Right.
Like, nah, come on over, man.
They're like, cool, yeah, my girlfriend's back home.
Yeah. my wife might not approve of this, but
come on over. This
I love your
this
body.
Is, we're straight. This is we're just experimenting.
Right.
Now, did you ever have an experiment? Did you ever have like a gay fan that like really like accosted you or like cornered you or like did you ever have like a
me
like
not
a,
included
like a lady boy that like kind that. Of did you ever like a lady boy that surprised you? Did you ever get any surprises like
well,
that?
Well, you know when you talk about overseas,
right.
Like Philippines, yes. Thailand, there are some ones that you would be shocked.
I'm sure.
I mean, you know, especially in some other countries, and the U.S. is now catching up with all that stuff. I mean, obviously, with the Bruce Jenner thing, Caitlyn Jenner thing, and everything else, it's starting to become more mainstream. But transgen- gender overseas, I mean, that was pretty prevalent like 15 years. I'd go into a TV network and the person doing my makeup would be a man that's dressed as a woman and I would not know.
No clue.
And so someone from the, you know, that's a man, right? You know, that you're checking out there. You know? Like, I wasn't checking him out, you know? But no, I mean, it's a little bit more open in some of the other cultures.
So have you ever had an experience over there where it was like you thought it was a chick or one of your bandmates thought this was a girl and then it definitely wasn't?
I mean, we had fans and stuff come up to us that, like I said, we were a little bit questionable, but it was never anything that just was like, surprise, I'm in your room and my clothes are up. No, nothing like that.
It was never like one of the Lachey's in the morning comes downstairs and like, oh,
listen,
boy.
Man, even if something like that happened, you're not going to get me to say it on here. I'm telling you that much.
All right, Jeff, have you ever been or done catfishing? And I bring this up.
This is a good story.
Because, and you don't know this, when I was in college, I got catfished by a guy who said he was you.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so do you know that?
That's interesting.
Yeah, your fans are catfishing.
Yeah, there's a couple
males.
Of them that are still doing that today, believe it or not. My wife just had to send somebody in Germany a cease and desist because they're using my photo and saying it just happened.
Not only this, but the guy said that he was you and that you were dealing with some sexuality issues, and
right.
So you may have been gay. And so he was playing with me, and I, not literally.
You wanted to believe it.
I wanted to believe it. I felt, but then when we were talking on the phone once.
Wow, yes, so you guys have talked on the phone before.
It went to the phone. I started to pick up on it because I had been catfished one time before by someone who said they were Jonathan Taylor Thomas, no joke,
wow.
From Home Improvement. So I was a little wiser to the scheme. So I kind of caught on pretty quick when he couldn't answer certain questions.
Right, yeah. Well, you're crafty like that. You know?
Exactly. Well, now what's ironic is now Jeff and I are
friends. Yeah, we're friends now.
And he does not know that I got
catfished.
So have you ever been catfished?
Absolutely, I have.
In a
major, major way, dude.
Ooh, wow.
And this happened to me, you know, I was married in the early 2000s and went through a very rough divorce that lasted years.
Ooh.
And after my divorce ended around 2005, I was like, I'm never dating again. Now, I'm not telling you I'm not going to see girls and chicks and hang out with girls, but
right.
I'm like, I'm never getting in a relationship again. I'm never going to get serious with a girl and certainly never get married again. Now, I'm blessed and fortunate to have an amazing wife now. I got lucky.
Right.
But in the meantime, something happened. Twitter had just first come out. And, you know, I'm really close with my friends on all the social media, and I actually personally interact with all of them. I love finding out what their feedback is and what they like and don't like. And there was one fan on there that started sending me these DMs and stuff, and she looked really cute in the picture, and I was like, I don't date. And I was like, but something about this girl. So I ended up becoming engaged socially with this person that was sending, you know, in social media, I didn't know. It was so new. I don't know how you can manipulate.
Yeah.
Photos and,
oh,
and everything.
Yeah.
But this person, listen, I talked to this person on the phone daily if you
wow.
feel really dumb for falling for it.
Yeah.
But when someone can send you photos on the spot
hot.
And they look like they're real. And so I was like, all right, you know what? I might actually like this girl. I might date her. So I created a show for myself to go perform, to get into town, to
wow.
meet this person. And I was so excited for her to show up at the hotel. And when she showed up at the hotel, first she called me. She was like, I can't make it. I don't know what. And I'm going, what are you doing? What's going on? This person was a totally different person.
Wow.
I was like shell shocked.
So you met them in person?
Yeah, I met him in person. Was expecting a completely different person than I had been talking to this person for months.
And were you afraid to even say at first, like, because I mean, you seem like a nice guy. Like, were you afraid to like,
address,
or were you like
confront?
Yes,
I was so
not
was
afraid,
so
but just
I was so shocked.
You didn't.
I was so shocked. This person, she kept saying, I don't know, you're going to be mad. And I went and had a couple beers out of the mini bar. I was so, you know, nervous about meeting this person. And, you know, look, I've been all over the place. I've dated celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done all that stuff, been all with all these different girls and stuff. But this person had somehow caught my attention by the way I was speaking with. So anyway, she came into the door and she's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh. Well, look. We've been talking together for at least 6 months. At least come in for 5 minutes and let's talk.
Oh,
you know what I mean? For a few minutes before
wow.
I kick your ass out of here. But anyway, I end up talking to her, whatever. It was a very – and then it became a very creepy stalker-esque scenario that became almost – very dangerous to where I had to have police involved.
Yeah, because at first it's like, what was going on between us and that sort of thing, and what were you doing that? And then you start to realize, oh, this person's just a stalker.
Well, what happens when you hear your voice, the tone of your voice is very interesting, right? So people can, you know, these phone sex operators, they have certain, it could be a completely different looking than what you picture. So I had pictured, along with the photos that had been sent, and with this voice, a certain persona for this person. So that's literally crazy. When this girl was sitting next to me, I'd close my eyes and I'm going, and I go, this is the voice that I'm used to with this picture, and then I'm looking over, and it's a different person.
Wow!
And I think catfishing, it's a horrible thing to do to somebody.
Yeah, it's a terrible.
I think it's the worst. So anyway, that's my story, but it didn't happen to me though.
I'd say that's a great question.
That's a great. What is
the question I asked that got that story?
It was a very good question.
You know, might help me in the round.
Wow. Okay. Somebody is baiting. it just leads me, just to a small story where I got, I had a guy that I've been texting with for a while. I thought it was a woman, right? I'm texting with this girl for a while. And then finally I'm heading to the town where she lives.
So it happened to you too.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And I got on the phone the day before, and it was a gay black male on the phone. I could just tell, I know what gay black men sound like. That's who this was.
And what'd you say?
And I'm standing at a Panera all excited about talking to this girl who I've been texting with for a month, even though Panera has way too much bread in their food. But and then finally I'm just like, I didn't say anything. I just got off the phone and I was like, Jesus Christ.
You didn't say anything to him? Like, hey man, I've been duped. Come on.
I was just like, oh, yeah. You sound so different.
There's two ways you can go with it. You could really confront and be like, what the fuck? Or you could put your tail between your legs and be like, oh, shit, I was had. I'm just going to go the other way.
Yeah.
And that's what I did with the Jeff Timmons one.
You were like, all right, that's it.
Yeah, my Jonathan Taylor Thomas one. This guy had me for a year.
That's
And then I met up with the person, and I was a teenager at the time.
And would you say, hey, man, how could you do something like that?
He said, okay, so I'm not Jonathan, I'm his cousin, but it was this really overweight young guy, and he had this creepy, I don't know if it was an older friend or whatever. And so I actually went to New York, and I was in a room with the two of them.
And you were kind of scared.
I was genuinely scared.
That's crazy. Wow.
And so I was like, I'm going to go. And then I actually, it was payphones at the time, but I went to my mom. I called my mom. I was like, this is a little fucked up.
You had to be shot. You had to be totally shot. That's a devastating thing to go through. It really is.
It's crazy.
Devastating. It's absolutely devastating. Did you ever have an impersonator? Like a really strong one that even looked like you that you saw?
I've never met any. I haven't seen that. I mean, I know there are some guys. Interesting enough, I get talked to my tattoos on here. When I got it, we were just becoming popular.
Right.
And I didn't think it'd be a moniker everywhere I go.
Right.
And but there are guys and people and females around the world that actually have this 98 degrees tattoo.
That's awesome.
Somewhere on their body. So wow. I've seen guys that have those, but I haven't seen any impersonators, no.
Okay.
So now what's it like? You guys have grown up, so to speak. I mean, how old are you? You're all in your...
We're all in our 40s.
40s.
Yeah, we're all in our 40s now. Yeah, I'm 42, and Nick's 40.
Wow.
I think Nick's 41.
And you have
Drew's
kids.
About to become 40. Yeah, I have 5 kids.
And so life has changed.
Completely.
Now, when you look back, do you still want to be in that heyday of that, or do you look and like, that's past me, and now I'm living a different chapter in my life?
I still have a combination of both. Yeah. I mean, we're not nearly as world famous anymore. That was like superstardom at that particular time. I couldn't go places sometimes. Mm. But now, I still, I toured with Men of the Strip, and same sort of rock star lifestyle. We're on a tour bus. There's girls everywhere. There's lots of fun going on, traveling different cities. That's going on. You helped with your stories, help propel the popularity of that, believe it or not. So,
you invited me to a calendar shoot.
Yeah. Pretty smart way to get it done, right?
I wonder why he's still using an old calendar. I'm like, Matt,
it's from 2013.
One of my favorite things about doing that calendar or being at the calendar shoot is it's these gorgeous,
And Matt kept
guys.
Going back and forth of which guy was his favorite. It went from one guy to 1 minute by the end of it. It was a different one.
But my favorite moment, it was like they were all doing push-ups and they were getting their pictures taken and everything. And it was like feeding time. And so what they did was they brought this huge tray just filled with chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in the middle of the table. And it was like wolves going to
wow.
you know, a deer, because they all flocked and they were just eating with their hands these like chicken breasts. And I was like, oh.
And Matt's like, I just want to hide my dick in that in that bowl of chicken breasts.
these guys were starving themselves for the shoot. I mean, literally up to the minute, you know.
Wow.
Like, okay, I'm done being completely ripped at this point. I need to get something to eat. And it, I mean, it, they were like
ravenous.
They were crazy. It was
insane.
Yeah.
But it was cool. But now you live in Vegas and you are a dad and you live a quieter life.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the men in the strip, it's kind of a combination of both. I mean, my wife, we went on the 98 Degrees package tour with New Kids and Boys to Men, which was like the first time we'd been back in a long time.
Awesome.
It was amazing. I mean, I idolized Boys to Men, so they were on tour with us, and I was like a big fan on tour the whole time. But, you know, I had my own tour bus, but this time my tour bus wasn't filled with groupies and booze. It was
right.
filled with a bunch of little kids and nieces and nephews and my wife. And I had more – I mean, it sounds corny, but I had more of a blast doing that than I did the other stuff.
Right.
It was always great for us to see what exciting and new would happen next with touring and females and all that stuff. But when I had my kids on there and they got to see what I used to go through all the time, it was great. I mean, they got to go to 50 cities and
right.
20,000 fans
stuff
in each day.
And actually enjoying the environment you're in.
Yeah, so they really loved it. And I could give them that experience, and that was everything to me, I think.
Awesome, man.
We can end on that, or I'll let you have one more question. It's up to you. If you feel like you need one more question to snag
the catfish around, is going to be tough. That's going to be tough. Come
all
on,
right.
We got to have something.
I'm out.
You're
out of this. Well, I got.
You got something.
look at this.
Don't give up yet.
All right. It's just really just a personal thing. But have you ever met Brad Pitt or not?
No, I haven't, believe it or not.
I met him one time.
So. Cool. Was he cool? That's it. It's just a personal thing.
I mean, he seemed pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just met him really fast.
Yeah, that was it. You're like, hi, Brad. Nice to meet you.
It was kind of like that. But then I met his wife a couple weeks later.
Ooh, Angelina Jolie?
She didn't do it for me.
Oh, really?
She didn't do it for me. Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I know you are
a
fan.
I'm a fan,
Bro, you would be, your fandom would switch.
In person, huh?
Yes.
I hate that. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it really shocked me. So it looks like I might have won this round.
I met Brad. I peed next to him at a urinal.
You did not.
Actually, I went into a bathroom, and I get to the urinal, and I'm peeing, and then I can tell people coming in, and they emptied out the bathroom except for me because I was in midstream.
Wow.
And there was another person that they kind of pushed out and was a bodyguard, and then Brad came in and peed next to me.
Did you sneak a pee?
Of course I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You did not.
I did, and it. I think he caught me, too.
Wow.
I'm sure it happens to him all the time.
Completely. It was cool.
He should just hold a picture up of his penis to each side of him while he's pissing.
Good point, man. Just hold that. Hold on. This is what it looks like.
It was like Pulp Fiction, like when they open up the thing and it's just, you know, light emanates. Like,
It was a dove. It looked like a dove flying. All right. That's round two.
Jeff,
gotta go with the catfish story, man. It's a
Thanks,
personal
man. Oh,
I'm
Matt.
Sorry, I don't, I'm not trying to let Matt win the competition. That's just a real personal. He touched on something. I'm about to write a screenplay about that.
Wow,
experience.
That was so great. That's it. No, it's an interesting look. I give it to Matt.
And
on this
I find it fascinating that we've all been, I mean, I bet you most people
we've all
have
been catfish.
It's crazy.
I continue to get catfish.
I'm surprised that so many people are that dishonest to do that kind of manipulative behavior, but we've all been there.
All right, so now we move to round three, 7 minutes in hell.
Round three.
Yep, and Matt's going to sentence us to 7 minutes first.
Yes.
So Matt gets to pick 7 minutes and bring it up.
Now, this is something, I'm going to bring up a topic, something that I don't mind talking about, but I'm very curious to talk to you guys about, and you kind of hit on it before, hooking up with / dating celebrities. I have-ish reality stars, if you call them celebrities.
They are.
I hooked up with a guy. See, you're both so uncomfortable right now. I'm going to win this round, definitely. I don't mind talking about it. There's this guy, Travis Wall, who was on So You Think You Can Dance. Gorgeous guy. Hooked up with him.
Hmm.
A Big Brother person who then went on to become a porn star. Yeah, that's about it as far as celebrity-wise. But who have you hooked up with?
I can't say. You know I can't say.
I know you can't.
I can't. A couple. I've had a couple. Yeah, a couple.
What's
of,
the oldest
a couple of,
celebrity you've hooked up with?
Oh, they were both younger. Yeah, really? They were both younger. Yeah.
Was this in the heyday? This was in
this
the
is
heyday,
back
right?
in the gap. Yeah, yeah, completely. This is back in the.
Were
day.
They of age?
Yeah, no. I mean, of course they were of age.
Okay, sorry. That's a question I usually ask Matt.
But you know what? You know,
you never
pretty,
know these days.
It was pretty close though. Yeah. On one of them. But no, what, I've been when, a, with a couple of them. When, you without, both know them too.
Without saying who it is, did you? And you know, when you're hooking up with a celebrity, so to speak, are you realizing, like, hey, I'm hooking up with this celebrity
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can't, I'm like not one of those cool celebrities like, oh, I'm so cool, I should be hooking up with celebrities. I'm
right.
a fan too.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? I hate those celebrities that don't want to take pictures or don't act like they're fans of anything. So, but no, the one that kind of was drawn to me, which was surprising to me, because I'm a small town Ohio boy. You're from right. the South. You're from Philly, so you're East Coast boy. You know, I'm from a really small town, and I remember watching this celebrity on TV on a series before I went to LA and pursued the right. dream and met her.
Right.
And she saw me. I was doing an event. She saw me there, and she was like, "Oh, I'm staying at this hotel." And I was like, "Whoa, is this
really
is
happening?
For real? Is this what's going on right now?"
Wow.
And I was like, I gotta go to the hotel and see her. I went to the hotel, hung out with her there, and I'm sitting there going, wow, I can't believe this. Then I started seeing her, mm-hmm. and she had a boyfriend at the time, so she was cheating on him. But, you know, I remember going into one of the hotels, and she put her own movie on TV on the Spectravision at the time. So I think it was to trip me out, but I was, you know, I was trying
cool.
to be cool
like,
about
whatever.
It. Yeah, I was like, cool. Yeah, I'm about to be a famous pop star, so yeah, whatever. No, but I was definitely not.
Was it
cool.
Meryl Streep?
No.
Did she
it was,
put
it,
on, like,
it wasn't. It wasn't. It was Bette Midler. Oh. I just wanted to let you know. No, it wasn't.
Wouldn't that be so funny?
If it really was Bette Midler.
Yeah, if it was, or he was like, all right, I'll tell you the name. It was Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah, like, oh, okay. Just ruins it. No, this girl was a popular actress.
That's cool.
Pretty.
I've hit on. So I have no problem, whatever. I'll try right. it. I'll give my phone number. I went to a restaurant last week, and I just wrote my number on the check for the waiter, who I knew was straight. I just knew, but I was like, what do I have to lose?
You never know nowadays,
well,
do
that's
you?
True.
Right.
But I was like, what do I have to lose? So I've gone up to celebrities, and I've hit on them.
Why not?
That I know are gay.
It's worked for you in the past, right? I mean, you've had a couple of hookups there.
Yeah, that's true, but it doesn't seem to be working for me now.
Right.
Theo, I'm sure you have through the years.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, man. I mean, I've definitely been through a decent amount of trim over the years, you know, to be honest with you. But, yeah, there's a couple of celebrities. I wouldn't name any names, but certainly times where I feel like, yeah, you just end up like, I don't know. It's like a lot of like secluded kind of stuff, and you're kind of running around behind the scenes sort of sometimes.
Well, now,
I
did you
like.
both of you feel like you were also objectified in that you were both kind of well-known too? I mean, you were in a band too, so maybe you were kind of that
I was,
for her.
I was just starting out. We were starting to get – we had a song that was popular. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I kind of felt – you know, I ended up breaking it off with her for just
wow.
just a regular girl.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like just a regular
that
everyday
have a movie
thing.
To
yeah,
play.
because I thought it was – I thought because she's an actor, I thought she was acting all the time.
Oh,
I thought
yes.
there's no way
yes.
that this person can be in love with me immediately.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was a little
right.
over the top. And but, you know, my friends were all like, they were tripping out, my Ohio friends and
yeah.
all that stuff. And I was like, it's not that great.
Not,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? It's,
yeah.
it's she's just another girl. You know, she's a pretty girl, you know.
The idea
but
of it is great.
The idea of it is, of course.
Yeah.
You know, you want to, of course, you dream of doing stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like you still want to have a connection. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I just didn't have it with
Well, I'm not going to make you name names on that, but let's talk about celebrities in general. And over the years that you've been in this business, who has been someone that you've met that was like awesome, and who's been someone that you met that you were disappointed by?
I've had my fair share of both.
Yeah.
I think the most successful celebrities that I've met, and I've met a ton of them.
Wait, I want the answer.
I think that the most successful ones have always been the most down the earth ones, believe
really?
It or not. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I think that some of them coming up were the snobbiest ones. We're told you need to act a certain snobby way or act
right.
like you're the best person on the planet.
Like Avril Lavigne.
But I met her. She was cool.
Yeah.
But I met, I think Stevie Wonder was the coolest one. He's legend. He was awesome the whole time. And
that's awesome.
You know, I think that a female pop star singer that, you know, everybody knows who's one of the top three, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
wasn't so great,
Cher.
You know, Cher, no, was it Cher?
Not
but,
Cher.
You know,
okay.
Anyway.
All right. I've got my uncomfortable moment minutes in hell.
Was that uncomfortable minutes, though, I feel like?
I think
it was.
Or was
it just more interview questions? That's what I felt like.
I don't know. Jeff, were you uncomfortable?
I'm uncomfortable because I know I'd love to divulge the names, but I know I can't.
Right.
You know? Theo, were you uncomfortable?
I'm always uncomfortable.
We all are.
Okay, good then.
So not only was it uncomfortable, I think you're uncomfortable, but I know both of these. I know both of your.
Yeah, you know who the girls I'm talking
about.
I know
who these people are.
That's a good point. That's
so
funny that Matt knows.
I have not named names either, but no. I just wanted to watch y'all squirm. Okay.
Okay.
Theo, you mean, I was squirming. Right,
yeah. I was squirming.
You had me on that.
I was squirming a little bit. Okay, so I want to talk about. I want to talk about women's clothing, actually.
Okay.
And I just want to see, like, what do you like to see a woman wearing, Jeff?
My wife and I just had this conversation yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's like, you love, like, slutty-looking, porn star-looking girls.
Right.
And I'm like, I think that's why porn stars are porn stars, right? Because right. lots of guys like to look at them in that manner. So she puts me on the spot about what. How I when I she sees me copping looks at other girls, she thinks they're a bunch of slutty looking hoes.
So she's like, oh, you only look at like these dirtbag hoes.
Yeah, like girls with short skirts and
right.
big tits
and tattoos of like big brothers
asses.
And like urban big brothers. Knife fights on their legs and stuff.
Knife fights. They're not that sleazy. Look, Jesus.
Like but, chicks that have like brass knuckles tattooed on their tits
not,
and stuff
like
that.
Not that
it's
far.
It's fine.
Not that far, but she sees me looking at bodacious girls.
Right,
know?
Right. Bootylicious and girls that have like lollipops drawn on their neck.
Not that far.
Okay.
Not that far. I don't like them that trashy looking.
So I know that you've worn women's clothing before. Tell me about that.
I've never worn women's clothing.
Not even a piece.
Never.
Have you ever put on a brassiere? I'm sure you've thrown a brassiere.
If I did, I'd be comfortable saying I did. I just never have.
Theo, have you?
I don't have that fetish. Do you wear women's clothing?
No. When I was young, I remember I put on a nightgown at my mother's, but I thought it was a cape that had two sides.
That's why.
I was like, oh, this is a two-sided
it's
cape.
It's not like you were exploring, you know, some sort of side of you that wanted to wear women's clothing.
This is
though.
His answer for that. Oh, that's I thought so it funny. Was a cape.
So, but do you, I know your wife said you said your wife accuses you of liking that sort of style. Is that sort of the style that you do, you think you prefer?
You know what? I've been around so many different types of girls and styles of girls. I think that it really, obviously looks are always the first thing that happens, right? You look at someone's looks, but I always was, I'm attracted to vibe.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's about the vibe of the girl. She could be looking classy
right.
or she can be looking trashy. You know? It's about this vibe you have with them and the energy exchange you have with them. I know that sounds weird, but...
No, it's true. Like, I remember seeing this girl at a train station one time and she, like clothing-wise, looked like trashy, but like sexy trashy.
Yeah.
But her vibe was, I mean, she was like screaming at someone on like a
she was homeless.
Cell phone. And she was drinking a can of baby formula. Was drinking baby formula.
Really?
Yeah.
So that'd be a turnoff, I suppose.
Yeah, that was kind of a buzzkill. But so
let me say.
Matt has worn women's clothing.
No,
I know this.
Well, I dressed up once for a Rocky Horror Picture Show. But
who's he?
Who's he what?
Rocky Horror Picture Show is a joke.
This is how I can contribute. I do know stuff about women's clothing because when I was growing up, my father's job was he manufactured maternity clothing. So I grew up around a lot of pregnant women, and which was bizarre.
So nature or nurture, do you think here?
I genuinely think nature, but I definitely think nurture has a little bit to do with it.
It's a combination of both.
A combination,
right?
But I feel bad saying it, but there is a reason why a lot of gay men have very overpowering, strong mothers,
yes.
And not absent fathers, but lack of some kind of.
It's got something to do with it.
Maybe,
those
I
are
think.
The figureheads.
Well,
right?
You're making me uncomfortable, so that works.
There
I
you go.
Like
no, he's definitely been. He's winning this round for sure.
Jeez, but yes, I grew up around a lot of pregnant women, and so we had mannequins in the house of pregnant women that my dad would always like put.
And
the
that's not
on.
Exactly the most attractive
thing
to look
and
at.
And when they came
in your
they
formative
were moody
years.
And
yeah.
like
who
like
the
bitchy?
Mannequins? When you
no,
like draw like frowns on them.
No.
The mannequins are angry, Matthew. Look what you've made the mannequins feel.
Get those mean mannequins out of here, Dad.
But that's what I thought boobs looked like till I was like 11. I was like, there's nipples?
Wow.
What? Because
right.
you know, whatever. But yeah, so I
it's
was
a weird
one.
Image, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a beautiful image, but a mannequin image is
completely,
weird.
Completely.
Yeah. So mannequins have the worst tits. I'll go out and say.
Go out on a limb.
So then when I was
I got on a limb. That was good.
When I started, I needed to work. I worked for my dad for the summer in his factory, and so my job was to do the inventory of these pregnancy clothings, which were huge. Like, you could stretch them out so much. So I've touched a lot of women's clothing.
Wow, this explains so much.
Not for the reason that most men have touched women's clothing.
Right, right.
God, so
that's my contribution.
You've been up a lot of skirts, huh?
I have. I mean, triple X
skirts. Big skirts.
It was literally, the inventory was like 2X, 3X, 4X, because it was not just for pregnant women, because it eventually
Detroit
went to large.
No, yeah, size? Was that a size, Detroit?
They expanded the brand literally and figuratively.
So I have just one last question, and this is just a parting question here, because I think we're about to hit the end of this round. you started your band, right?
Yes.
You just kind of, did you hold auditions in the beginning for your bandmates, or were you guys already?
No, I was actually at a college party, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of girls there that were not paying attention to me, mm-hmm. and my buddies had done like a karaoke version of Desperado, and they played it, and the girls started getting intrigued by that they were singing on that song. So I was like, I had experience in vocal groups in school. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, let's really blow these girls away, and parted out a doo-wop song, My Girl, and we went out into the crowd and sang it for them, and they went crazy. Nice. They immediately, we were rock stars. And so I was like, but the thing about it that caught me was the guys sounded good.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, maybe I should start a group, and look at this attention all of a sudden that we're getting by all of the girls at the party.
Wow. Right.
And so that night, I had only a semester left of school, but that night I quit school and started the group. And then, you know, I went to L.A. and my original guys ended up quitting, and they got homesick and went home. So then I did have to have auditions, and I was in L.A. by myself after they left, and I had all these odd jobs. And I eventually found a manager that knew Nick's brother or something like that. We all got together and got in touch that way, and they came out to L.A. and joined me out there.
Were you afraid at that point, like after your bandmates left, were you like, maybe I made the wrong choice quitting school and I don't know what I'm going to do now?
I certainly had some anxiety about it, but there was never the reaction we were getting from people everywhere, including Hollywood,
right?
Especially Hollywood. When we would sing a cappella, we would get carted into these really lavish parties, us hillbilly guys. And,
right.
And I was like, there was never a question in my mind that we would make it.
Wow.
Never. Even when they left, I was like, I'll start a new group and I'll do it.
Wow.
So, wow, you rarely hear that. Someone just really staying on top of their confidence.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm also OCD, and I was obsessed with making sure that idea was going to come into fruition. I mean, I was really on it.
Yeah.
At that time.
It's remarkable, man.
All right, so now that round is over. You can officially award points or a winner of that round.
I'm just going to award flat out all the weird, awkward questions about women's clothing and skanky hose. I definitely give it to you. You win. You got that one.
All right.
Although the celebrity ideas were getting me a little squirmy, because I wanted to tell you, but the clothing, just the way he was asking it,
was kind of creepy.
It's almost like he wants to tell us something but doesn't. And I was like, all right,
He's gonna catfish you now.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a lot of good information. Fill out my catfish chart over here.
Yeah, you got it.
So, in other words, Matt won two rounds. Theo won one round. So, Matt is the winner of
this podcast.
Matt's the winner of this allegedly podcast.
Now, what are the prizes? I mean, you described the ideas and everything, and I'm like, what do you guys win out of this whole thing?
Well, it's either we spend the night at my place or his place.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'll spend the night at my place. And you can spend the night at your place.
It's just strictly ego boosting.
It's completely.
Now, what is the record so far? I mean, I know you've had a few guests.
It's actually tied up.
I think it's tied up. 2-2. Yep.
Interesting.
Completely
interesting.
Tied up.
Two. It's good. It's been great, man.
There's not a side friendly wager at the end of the series of shows.
Well,
that,
I wonder. I have a feeling. I wonder if the people that he brings in versus the people that I bring in, if there's already a bias.
Right.
So that's hard. And there might be, just because, like, when we had Bruce Valance, he was looking at me and I was like, who's your friend? You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So I won that one.
So that cheats a little bit.
On this one, I was completely unbiased. I just thought that I thought you did the first couple of rounds a little bit
better. I
thought
Matt did a better job today, too. I'll definitely give him that.
Oh, thank you.
He's on his P's
and
Q's.
You started getting warmed up, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little heated up, man. It just took me a little while. But next time I'll get him. I think it's a good idea, Jeff Timmons, though. Maybe we'll create something called the Jeff Timmons Penance, where it's like whoever loses each time has to do something on the next show.
That's awesome.
So that's a good idea, actually. I like it.
The Jeff Timmons Penance. Wow, I got my own part of the segment.
So, Jeff, tell us so people can – you're going on the tour. Just give us whatever people can do.
Yeah, tell the Asian lady boys where they can find
and you can find me on my website, jefftimmons.com, or any of the social media. I'm on top of all that stuff myself. But I have a lot of things going on. I just filmed a pilot for a new Vegas show called Vegas on the Horizon. We're shopping that, and we got a couple networks interested in that. It has to do with the Vegas lifestyle outside of the strip with celebrities. So guys that are headlining the shows, from DJs to staples there, I'm going to be interviewing all of them, and that's going to probably be on one of those traveling channels or something like that. Men of the Strip is going to take it themselves overseas, and we've got to play a couple places in Vegas where it's going to land around April next year.
Nice.
We haven't decided on that, so that's
a great show.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you like it. They're rocking and rolling, and we don't necessarily have a network here in the States yet, but we've got several networks overseas going to do it, and then we're going to come back to the States and pick a home for the TV show as well. And of course, I got some new music. I'm working on some new stuff. Finally, it's going to come out, and probably around the beginning of next year. So,
what type of music is the new music going to be?
It's R&B pop. Yeah. It's my style. It's different than 98 Degrees. We have all the ballads and stuff in there that I'm kind of known for with 98 Degrees. But I'm a pop R&B guy, like Chris Brown and Neo and Usher and stuff like that. So my songwriting is always revolving around that kind of stuff. So
awesome. Wow. And I just got to say thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks for asking about my stuff. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet, man. Thank you so
much. Thank you for coming in. And I want to say how proud I am of you as a friend, just seeing you as you did with Men on the Strip too, which is have an idea, have the confidence, and stick it out and make it happen. And you always do that. And now hearing about 98 Degrees too, I envy that trait.
Well, the feeling's mutual, man. It's good to see you doing your thing. I appreciate it. Congratulations to you as well for the new show and everything you've been doing. And thank you so much, you guys, for having me on. I totally appreciate it.
You bet.
You're great. Anything for you, man. Anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.